Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
You know, I'm excited because I think you guys are going to learn something today. I have Molly Kaiser with me. She has somehow figured out how you can make money doing courses, because I'm convinced that 99% of courses probably don't make a lot of money, except for Russell Brunson, of course, and he has a private jet, so he's doing okay with these funnels that become courses. So Molly, I'm very open to hear how you have figured out this very difficult space and making them profitable.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, thanks for having me. So yeah, I've been doing courses since 2014, and I'll just take you guys kind of through my process of how we make money with courses. So
yeah, I'm excited. This is why I had you on. I'm like, I've heard so many people whisper to me over the years, okay, you got to do a course, whatever. And then I see the math and I'm like, okay, but it doesn't make money. So when I saw your proposal, I'm like, well, golly, I'm going to shut up, which is hard for me to do. And let me listen to Molly Kaiser from Profitable Courses, and she'll pitch her company at the end, because if she can convince us that she can make some money out of this, I want to listen.
I love it. So I'm just going to take you guys from when I would quote unquote launch like a brand new course to where I am now. So basically when I start a brand new course, I have zero following. So even if I have a following elsewhere for that particular course, typically you're starting at zero with a following specific to that course. So the first thing I do is I actually start a Facebook group that is specific to the type of person that I want to attract for that group. And I know in today's world, everyone's like TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff. And I love all that stuff too. And we'll get to that later, but Facebook groups are still the fastest way for you to get a following of buyers for your course, because you can congregate similar people that are going to want your course, your product. So basically what you do is you would name your Facebook group something that would attract all of your potential buyers for your course. And what you're going to do is, you know, obviously if you have friends on Facebook that would fit that, you can invite some of those people. But typically people are like, I don't have a lot of friends on Facebook, or I don't have.
Right. So it's a start from scratch.
Exactly.
I like that. I always feel like if starting from zero is a real live number.
Absolutely. Right. And I've done it many times, you know, with the courses, because, you know, just because you have a course on how to make a bouquet of flowers doesn't mean those people are going to buy a course on courses or whatever. Right. Okay. So what you would do is you would find other Facebook groups that also have those ideal people, and you would, you know, you can share value and things like that. But really the fastest way to do it is to simply friend people from those groups and make sure that your existing Facebook profile, you know, talks about what you do. Like it looks, you know, you look like the type of person they would want to go to learn that thing, and make sure your timeline photo, you know, promotes your group, because then people will be like, oh, this person added me as a friend, I'm going to check out their profile. And you know what, if they find that they want to join your group and they want to learn more from you, awesome. And if they don't, they don't. And you just simply keep going from there. And the cool thing is all you have to do is get the group to 50 people. And then what you do is you can host what I call a group grow giveaway. So that's where you would choose something to give away. It could be like a one-on-one coaching session or a little product if you have a, like an ebook or something. And you simply say, you know, something along the lines of like, hey, you know, add all your friends that would be interested in this particular group. Whoever adds the most friends is going to win this prize. And typically I see that take people from about 50 in their group to 200. And you only need 200 to do what I call the kickstart, which is basically launching, but better. Because with launching, you're going to need, you know, if you know anything about launching courses, you're going to need, you know, several months, you're going to need to have, you know, Facebook ads and all that stuff. I don't do any of that at first. So for the kickstart, all you need is 200 people in your group. You make a few posts in your group saying like, hey, I have this new thing coming out, it's going to help you get X result. If you're interested, comment this emoji. And then people are like, oh, I'm interested. And that invites you to now message them on Facebook to give them the information about your course, what the start date is, and all of that stuff. So you're not cold messaging them.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So you want me to just keep going with the steps?
Yeah, no, I mean, the fact that I'm not talking, which is a first.
I'm like, I can go.
No, it's great. No, keep going. I love it.
All right, awesome. So basically, yeah, you would create the offer for your course and the price and the just the curriculum outline. You don't actually have to create your actual course at this point. And then what you're going to do is you're going to tell these people like, hey, I'm having the first round of my course start on this date. You're going to get a special price. You have this special offer because I'm going to be teaching the first round, quote unquote, live. Now, this kind of scares a lot of people like, well, I don't want to teach it live. First of all, I think teaching it in a Facebook Live format is great. But if you don't, if it really scares you, you can just pre-record each week and just upload it to the group.
And this is the actual course, correct?
Right. So once the people that pay go into actually a separate group, like Facebook group, just for the paid people. And at that point, that's when you would say, hey, this is the schedule. So if you, let's say you do your curriculum and it's like 5 modules, then you might want to just say, oh, I'm going to teach 1 video a week for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to, maybe you have 10 modules and you want to teach 2 lives a week for 5 weeks. You can really break it up and do whatever works best for you.
Okay. What is the price point that you feel is like the best?
Yeah, great question. So I've done a lot of courses and a lot of research on this. So obviously this is my opinion and like what I've found, and I've done courses on, I mean, really a lot of different random things. So we've done courses on courses. We've done courses on photography, low carb eating, like lots of just different niches. So what I found is there's a sweet spot range of between $297 and $1,997. And so now you're probably like, well, that's a big range. What should I pick for my course? Right. So first of all, the reason I found this range to work is because if you go higher than $1,997, you're typically going to be in like a high ticket situation and need like a sales team.
Yeah.
And if you go lower than $297, eventually when you run ads, there's not going to be a big enough profit margin to make it scalable. So that's why you want to be in that range. And how you choose between that range is you need to ask yourself, what is the result my course is getting? And how quickly are people going to recoup that investment, whether it's money, reducing stress, increasing happiness, you know, whatever the result is. So for example, with my course, you know, my entire course takes you A to Z on how to build a 6 or 7 figure course business. So that's a huge return, right? But you know, it's possible not every single person gets that huge of a return. So I do know that on average, people are going to make $3,000 in their first 30 days. So I've priced my course at $997 because then it's like a complete no-brainer. You want people to go, oh wow, you know, I'm definitely willing to quote unquote, you know, risk $997 to have this kind of a result, right?
And do you use a sales team?
No, I do not. I've done
like
every
over 500. Like I found like when you get close to 1,000, it's, you know, it's that's where your sales team possible.
Yeah, I've only really experienced needing a sales team after the $1,997 price. Yeah. And I've done low ticket memberships. I've done eBooks. I ran a sales team we had 20 people on our sales team at one point. For me, first of all, I just want to say like passive income just means, you know, creating income consistently with little work. It doesn't mean there's zero work involved, but I prefer that method versus having to like hire and manage and do all that with a sales team. So.
Yeah, no. And I think sales teams is when you have a massive amount of, you just have a massive amount of calls. Like when we do the weekend MBA, I mean, we get thousands of, you know, so our sales team has a massive group of, you know, people to work from. And yeah, I think it'd be hard to keep a sales team busy, you know, if they're getting, you know, 5 leads a day or something like
that. Oh, for sure. Yeah. To keep a sales team busy. I mean, it can be incredible, but it is a lot of work. Yeah. We definitely ran millions of dollars of ads a year to keep our sales team fed.
No, exactly. No, I love it. I have Molly Kaiser with me and she's the creator of Profitable Courses. And literally, I just think that people think it's easier than it is, and it can be easy. And by golly, you're kind of laying out the steps. Have we forgotten any steps or have we made our way through them?
I mean, those are the steps for the first 30 days and how to make your first, get your first round of students. I do have steps after that, but depends how much time.
Tell me the 3 biggest mistakes people make.
Ooh, I love this. I don't think I've actually ever been asked this question.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like I did an event. I wish there were certain things that people would have told me
prior,
you know, I have access to some pretty darn smart people, But like doing an event, like, let me give you guys free advice. Like, I've learned this. Number one, I don't care if it's a pandemic. The pandemic screwed us on that, but you have a no refund policy. Period. On an event. That's like, like, you know what I'm saying? I learned that now, you know, it's crazy. You know, I like to send like a photo to Stripe. Here's the guy sitting in the damn front row, contending it. Like, okay, that was like the number one thing that, you know, that I learned there. Number two is I learned you got to have a sales team. You know, these are things that like, okay, this should have been like upfront.
Yeah.
These are the, you know, the cornerstone mistakes that people make. And I had to learn them the hard way
I love sharing with people like what to avoid. Unfortunately, I think as humans, a lot of times we hear what we shouldn't do. And because we didn't experience it, we do it anyways.
Yeah, well, I like to learn. I've always said failure is best heard through a secondhand story. And a hell of a lot cheaper. So why don't you share with us just a couple of the big mistakes that people make doing courses?
Okay. Number one biggest mistake. I'm like so on board with this question. Number one biggest mistake. People think that if they build their course, the sales will come. And that cannot be further from the truth. Like I would say a decent portion of my students, they come to me because they're like, look, I built this course and I have no sales. And they think it's just going to be as easy as like building a funnel and putting some ads to it. Like, it's not that easy. You need to have the foundation of your marketing, messaging, your ideal client. You have to have those things matching. Like there's a lot of little steps. And like, unfortunately, you cannot fast forward through the process. You have to do things step by step, which is why my course is like a roadmap, because it's just important that you do those things in order. So that would be number one is like, just don't, you really need to sell people before the course is made. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to know what you're teaching. You're not going to know your curriculum. Just think of it like the first time you teach it will be more like a workshop. Because a lot of people say, well, you can't sell something if it doesn't exist. That's lying, you know, or that's a scam or whatever.
I could build a course in 2 days.
Right. And that's not what you're doing.
To be honest with you, if I had 1,000 people interested in it, I'll have my videographer over here by 2 p.m.
I love it. Exactly. So, okay. Let's see here. Next mistake is again, people thinking that they can skip steps. So a lot of people are like, well, I just right away want to go to passive sales. I'm just going to build an automated webinar funnel and be done with it. Yeah. The percentage of people I see be successful just going from zero to a passive sales funnel with a webinar, auto webinar is pretty much zero. Like it's almost impossible to do that because again, you have to have the right niche, the right ideal client, the right messaging. You need time to actually learn these things about your ideal client and like align them properly. And also, you know, I did my webinar live every single week. And this is something I did learn from Russell Brunson when I was in his inner circle. He had me do my webinar live every single week for 1.5 years.
Secrets. Yeah. I mean, he's absolutely about it.
Yeah. I redid my webinar probably 10 times. Because you know, if your webinar isn't converting at like 20% or higher live, it's not going to convert well on an automated playing field. Because you know, sure, you can take a crap webinar and automate it, but you're not going to be able to scale it with ads. Eventually, you're not going to get a high enough conversion rate. Okay, let's see. Third mistake that people make. I hope this one isn't like too harsh, but I say it like it is. So
I'm a harsh person by nature. I've been called the Tin Man.
I think the more successful you, the longer you're in business, you get like a little bit harsher because you're like, I don't have time to like skirt around it. You know,
say this doesn't work or that does work. So let me hear it.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people just think that, you know, it's not going to require a lot of work, to be honest with you. Like, I think people hear the words passive income and they're just like, oh, you know,
I apologize. I'm going to interrupt only for 15 seconds and then let you keep going.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
You just hit my thing. If I hear easy again, related to success and money, and you believe it, you're a schmuck. To anybody listening to this show, because I hear it all the time. Easy never leads to money and success. Or it's in such an outlier situation. I always say never build a business off of an outlier. Never make a bet off of an outlier event. You built off of statistics, the majority. Success is hard, really, really hard, takes time. It's really, really hard, really, really hard. There you go. Now the floor is yours.
You'll have to let me know if you can remember who said this quote, but somebody was like, you know, being poor is hard and building a business is hard. You can choose which hard that you want to take, you know? And that's why one of the first things I have my students do is like, what is your why? What is your vision board? What are these things? And they seem like woo woo and silly, but it's like, you have to actually really want this. You know, no one's going to build it for you. No one is going to build it for you. No one's going to save you. You're not a Disney princess. No one's going to come sweep you off your feet. You know, you have to build your business yourself. And I think the reason I find courses easy is because I've done a lot of businesses that were a lot harder. You know, running a photography studio, photographing 10 clients a week is physically harder. But also the thing is, and I was talking to one of my students about this yesterday on our coaching call, is I said, you know, it is all about momentum, truly. Like the beginning of the business is going to feel the hardest, and it's never going to feel easy. It never will, because your business is always going to have problems that you're going to solve. That is basically what running a business is. But in the beginning of your business, it will feel harder just because I think you haven't felt what hard maybe is yet, depending on what your story of being in business is, right? But yeah, basically that would be the third thing, is just thinking it's easy. I mean, obviously if it was easy, everyone would be a millionaire. Everyone would have a successful course, right?
Exactly. And I can't be around that many millionaires at one time. So I'm glad it's hard. It is. I have Molly Kaiser with me. She's a creator of Profitable Courses. Molly, how can my audience connect with you? It was great to have you on. Your pitch was so easy to me. It's like, okay, all right. She has the audacity to say you can make money selling courses other than Russell Brunson. Okay, I've got to have her on, because I know people want to create passive income and things like that. And I think that you found that nice balance of, yeah, you're going to work your butt off. The payoff's going to be great. But once you create a system, this actually can work. I can believe that. Like, that's acceptable to me. That's fair. How can they connect with you, Molly?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is profitablecourses.com. And if you put a /class after that, you can check out my free on-demand course training, which is basically what we talked about. You can check out my passive sales funnel, you know, and I'm also on Instagram at Molly M. Kaiser.
See that, Vincent? There it is. Got everything for the show notes. I want to thank this audience for continuing to listen. Keep subscribing. Keep telling others about it. Give it a 5-star review, even though your host can interrupt at least one time per interview. You got to remember, I only got like 10 to 16 minutes. So if they keep talking, I can't get this thing down to the format that I want. So occasionally you have to give me a little bit of grace there. That's what makes this show work and why you listen to it. Thank you so much for listening. It's been brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Reach out to them. They'll give you a free analysis. We will talk again soon with some great interviews, some great teaching. Again, it's designed to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs in the least amount of time possible, because your host has zero patience. Thank you.